Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 12th of August. UK GDP in the second quarter fell a lot. The numbers today will obviously be revised a lot in the future, and the decline was not a particular surprise. Media will pore over the details as if they were accurate. Industrial production in the UK in June rose relative to May, which is also not a surprise. Euro area industrial production for June is also due. This is something of a sideshow, as it's preceded by the national numbers, and as it's survey-based evidence, it's of dubious quality anyway. The market is looking for a rise on the month, of course, of somewhere between 3% and 15.4%. Generally speaking, activity data has been coming in somewhere in the top half of forecast ranges in the advanced industrialised economies. To say activity data is beating consensus would imply that there was a meaningful economic consensus to beat. There is no meaningful economic consensus at the moment. The pattern here is by now well established. Consumption picks up almost immediately after the ending of lockdowns, and that means retailers run down inventory levels. Production picks up more slowly as supply chains creak back into operation. Hence, the production and GDP bounce back is a third quarter story. US consumer price inflation data is at least partially a made-up number, as surveying prices remains problematic. The number also understates inflation at the moment, because it will be underweighting the importance of food consumed at home. Food consumed at home has been rising in price by quite a lot recently, and this is a story that's being repeated in many industrialised economies around the world. Nonetheless, even allowing for that bias, we remain in a low inflation environment. Spare capacity is likely to keep overall price levels subdued, even if some sectors have either pricing power or supply chain disruptions that allow some relative price increases. In the longer term, inflation is also likely to remain low, though perhaps not as low as we are today, with spare capacity continuing to contain price increases for some time to come. US presidential candidate Biden has selected Senator Harris to be the Democrat vice presidential nominee. Senator Harris was supported by US President Trump in the past. Financial markets are not likely to care very much unless this is seen as significantly changing probabilities around the election, either the election for the presidency or for Congress. At this stage, Senator Harris seems unlikely to significantly change the economic policy stance of the Biden campaign. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.